Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Millionaire Mindset and Success Habits, How to Overcome Your Own Limiting Beliefs That Make You Stand in Your Own Way to Becoming Financially Free as a Personal Finance and Self-Improvement Book by H.J. Chamas. It is positioned less as an investing manual and more as a guide to changing the internal habits and beliefs that often keep people from building wealth. The book argues that financial progress is frequently blocked by self-sabotage, scarce money habits, and inherited assumptions about what is or is not possible. Rather than focusing on technical market strategies, it presents practical mindset shifts and simple behavioral patterns intended to support long-term financial discipline. Its purpose is to help readers recognize the mental and emotional obstacles around money, replace them with more constructive beliefs, and adopt habits that align with financial freedom. The book is especially aimed at readers who want a clearer, more approachable entry point into wealth building. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, replacing limiting beliefs with a practical wealth framework. A central idea in the book is that financial outcomes are strongly shaped by beliefs about money, capability, and self-worth. Chamas focuses on the ways people adopt internal stories that keep them stuck, such as assuming wealth is only for other people or treating financial progress as unrealistic. The book does not treat these beliefs as harmless opinions. It presents them as active barriers that influence daily choices, risk tolerance, and consistency. Its method is to identify those assumptions, understand why they feel true, and replace them with beliefs that support action. This makes the book more diagnostic than inspirational. It asks readers to examine what they believe before it tells them what to do. That structure is important because it frames wealth building as a change in personal operating system, not a single decision or a lucky break. The emphasis on belief replacement is what gives the book its main identity within the money and self-help category. Secondly, why self-sabotage matters more than technical investing advice. The book distinguishes itself from traditional finance titles by concentrating on self-sabotage rather than investment selection. According to the available descriptions, Chamas argues that many readers do not fail because they lack access to information, but because they repeatedly undermine themselves through hesitation, inconsistency, fear, and poor habits. This approach matters because it shifts the reader's attention away from abstract financial complexity and toward the behaviors that determine whether any strategy can be sustained. By addressing procrastination, weak discipline, and unhelpful routines, the book suggests that the biggest constraint is often execution, not knowledge. That makes the material accessible to beginners who may feel overwhelmed by technical investing language. The practical value lies in making the reader aware that financial improvement often starts with eliminating internal friction. In this sense, the book functions as a corrective to advice that assumes people fail only because they do not understand money, when the deeper issue may be that they have not yet learned how to act consistently in their own interest. Thirdly, building millionaire habits through small, repeatable actions. Another major theme is the idea that wealth is supported by habits, not just goals. The book presents millionaire habits as simple, repeatable behaviors that can be learned regardless of background. This is significant because it reframes financial success as something built through routine rather than dramatic transformation. The available summaries suggest that Chamas emphasizes easy-to-implement changes, which makes habit formation the bridge between mindset and actual results. In practical terms, this means that readers are encouraged to focus on what they do regularly, how they think about money, how they respond to setbacks, and how disciplined they remain over time. The book's logic is that consistent habits compound in the same way financial assets do. That helps explain why the text avoids treating wealth as a mysterious trait. Instead, it presents financial progress as a behavioral pattern that can be trained. For readers, this is useful because it replaces vague ambition with a more actionable structure built on repetition, self-control, and reinforcement. Fourthly, financial freedom for readers from any upbringing. The book repeatedly stresses that a person's starting point does not have to define their financial future. One of its recurring claims is that abundance can be created whether someone came from a rich or poor background. This theme broadens the book beyond a narrow audience of investors and makes it relevant to readers who may feel disadvantaged by family history or early exposure to money. The argument is not that background is irrelevant, but that it should not be treated as destiny. By focusing on mindset, habits, and personal truth, the book offers a pathway for readers who want a more realistic sense of agency. This matters because many finance books implicitly assume a level of confidence, education, or capital that beginners may not have. Chamas appears to reduce that barrier by presenting financial freedom as accessible through internal change and disciplined behavior. The result is a book that tries to make wealth building feel more inclusive, while still maintaining that personal responsibility is essential to progress. Lastly, passive income as a practical extension of disciplined thinking. The book also introduces passive income principles as part of its broader wealth framework. This is important because it moves the discussion beyond attitude alone and toward a financial structure that can support long-term independence. Although the book is not presented as a detailed passive income manual, it clearly treats income diversification and income-producing assets as part of the path to freedom. That fits the author's broader background as a rental property investor and helps connect mindset to real-world financial behavior. The passive income theme serves as a practical endpoint for the habits and beliefs discussed earlier in the book. Once readers reduce self-sabotage and adopt more disciplined patterns, they are better positioned to think about income sources that do not depend entirely on active labor. This makes the book more than a motivational text, because it links internal change to a concrete financial objective. Readers looking for an introduction to the philosophy behind passive income will find that it is used here as a consequence of better habits, not as a shortcut or quick fix. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel blocked by their own relationship with money and want a straightforward introduction to wealth building from a mindset perspective. It may be especially useful for beginners who are not looking for technical investing instruction, but for a clearer explanation of why they repeatedly fall short of their financial goals. Its practical value lies in the way it connects limiting beliefs, self-sabotage, and daily habits to the larger goal of financial freedom. Readers who want a book that is accessible, structured, and focused on behavior rather than jargon will likely find it easy to apply. What makes it stand out in the crowded personal finance genre is its emphasis on internal obstacles as the main problem to solve. Instead of assuming the reader needs more market knowledge, it argues that the first challenge is changing the mental patterns that interfere with consistent action. That makes it a useful companion to more technical finance books, especially for people who need help with discipline, confidence, and follow through before they can benefit from advanced strategies. If you would like to support HJ Chemas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.